Hello again, everybody. Scott Gasper for TDRTV, InternetRussell.com, PunchDrunkGamer as well. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com and by Extreme Couture. You'll find them at extremecouture.com. We now head to to Colorado Springs and the Olympic Training Center, where we find that man, head coach, Zeke Jones. Zeke, you're readying yourself for a big trip out of the country. Talk about how special this time of year is for you.
Oh, it's the best time of the year. This is where guys' dreams come true. The World Championships is the ultimate platform for wrestling, and we're excited. We leave tomorrow for Germany for acclimation and then into Moscow for the tournament.
You're taking a pretty decent-sized staff with you, of course. Brandon Slay, Zadik. The balance of the Greco staff, the women's staff. And then on top of that, John Smith and Terry Brands were selected by USA Wrestling's Freestyle Coaching Selection Committee and approved by USA Wrestling's Executive Committee. You asked John Smith, who coached last year, who do you want? His response?
Terry Brands.
Why Terry Brands?
Well, I think he knew that Terry is current on the cutting edge of freestyle wrestling right now. You know, having two guys on the world team was great, but really Terry's global vision of where we're at and where we need to get to really is rivaled by none in our country. So, you know, you got the brilliance of John Smith and the fiery intensity of Terry Brands, and I just don't think he'd come away with a better coaching staff with those guys in Zadik and Slay.
You've been in the collegiate, you know, heat of the battle with both these men. Can the colors be set aside? Can the hatred between Iowa and Oklahoma State be set aside? And can these coaches put the betterment of Team USA out front?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. You know, they both, Terry Brands and I were on two world championship teams together. I was on four world Olympic teams with John Smith and the 92 Olympic team that won. These guys are about America. Of course they coach in college. But when we have our world team and it's done, when we get to camp, there's no more Iowas and Oklahomas. It's only USA. And our coaches are excellent at that. And it's right now, we're all pulling for each other. You should have seen John Smith was over with Brent Metcalf for a half hour working on ankle aces. I mean, intense, in-depth ankle aces, trying to help Brent improve his ankle ace. And that's just one example. I can cite 20 million of them over the last several weeks and few months that we've been preparing the world team. So it's easy for those guys. It's not a problem. America always comes first.
How much is that worth, having Brent Metcalf taught by John Smith, the ankle lace that John Smith made so famous? I mean, he could pick that up from halfway across the mat. I mean, it was incredible to watch. We're talking with USA Wrestling freestyle coach, and that man right there, the head coach, is Zeke Jones of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Most recently making it a permanency. He got himself a new cell phone with that area code. How about that? All right, so the athletes, are they prepared for competition in Moscow?
Well, we're entering our last phase. I usually call it the fine-tuning domination phase. So we'll head to Germany tomorrow. We'll take a day to get there. We'll take some recovery on the travel day. And then we'll do two-day training cycles, take a day off, do another two-day training cycle, and then head to Moscow. In those training cycles, it's important that we do any final preparation, fine-tuning, getting ready for any foreign opponents. But I really like our guys to feel good. I want them to feel good, fresh, dominate in the domination frame of mind. When they come to practice, they're doing nothing but executing skills on people and just really getting in that frame of mind that they're ready to win a world title.
Frame of mind is one thing. How are they physically? Are they as prepared as they need to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're at the epitome of their strength conditioning, their wrestling technical, strategical, tactical skills. These guys are fine-tuned machines.
You know, you look at the competition that we have going on around the world outside of this. We have some great youngsters coming up as well. I know you're equally proud of them, but the ones that are there, the ones that have made this contribution to be a part of something greater than they, in other words, a part of Team USA, those are the ones that are going over to wear the red, white, and blue. Those are the ones to look there at, to have their hands raised. It's a special moment, Zeke, isn't it?
It is. Again, it's a culmination of a long childhood dream to become world and Olympic champion. And not only is it a personal goal and dream that they've had, but it's also important to their families, their communities, their country. When they go home and they get to fly the flag of being a world champion, lives change forever. Every World Olympic champion in our country, their lives have changed forever. And this is the moment where they get to have a special time in their lives, and they get to share it not only with, you know, themselves, their teammates, and their families, but they get to share it with their communities and our country. It's a wonderful feeling.
So they come out of this maybe a bigger, more experienced individual, when I say bigger, with a broader worldview. And isn't that what our Olympic competition is truly about, that worldview, that ability to relate and interact on an international level?
Well, it is. It's amazing. You know, they've done studies, and the most recognized symbol in the world is the cross of Jesus Christ. The second most recognizable symbol in the world is the Olympic rings. People from all over the world identify with the Olympic rings. Becoming a world and Olympic champion is the largest accomplishment that anyone can achieve in the world.
And that's a shared goal of thousands of athletes around the world, you know, no matter their discipline or their sport, that is a shared goal, a shared vision, a shared dream. It's one thing all Olympic athletes have in common. Borders aside, countries aside, waters that separate, put all that aside, they share in this one cumulative goal. And Zeke Jones is one of those guys, is helping our young athletes absolutely achieve those goals. He's the national freestyle coach out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Of course, he's the one that directs the ship. Zeke, is it every bit of the job you thought it would be, or is it even a little bit more?
Well, it's probably the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% of it I expected. The other 20 is uniquely different. But one thing I know for sure is it's the greatest job in America and perhaps in the world to lead one of the best wrestling teams in the world. You're coaching the best of the best. This is the NBA All-Stars. This is the, you know, the NFL Super Pro Bowl. I mean, these are the best of the best to come together for a common goal to put America on top of the podium. And it's great. It's nothing better.
It's about that national pride, and you'll see that on the mats in Moscow, Russia, September 6th through the 12th. We're talking with Zeke Jones. I remember you, Zeke, as a young man running around the mats at Iowa State, watching your brother compete on then the highest stage in college wrestling, that of Iowa State University. It wasn't that long ago. You remember?
Oh, I do. I remember when the dual meet was over. I was, you know, about 8, 9 years old, and cruising around the mat looking for a little kid to wrestle after an Iowa State dual meet. And little did I know it, just a few years later, you know, getting the opportunity to not just be a fan in that arena, but to wrestle in it. And enjoyed watching my brother wrestle at Iowa State on a national championship team. And now living that same dream he did.
When teaching and coaching these high-level athletes, one has to remember what we find about our sport that's fun. And for many coaches like yourself, you get a degree of pleasure from coaching youngsters. Is that still as important today, or is it even more so?
Oh, it's more so. I think, you know, when you're an athlete, you have a focus on yourself, making sure that you do all the things you need to be successful. It's more of a, you know, the way to say it is a selfish mentality. You have to have it. But as a coach, it's the opposite. You have a selfless mentality. You do everything possibly you can in every waking, in most sleeping moments, is what can you do to help your guy get better? What can you help him do on the wrestling mat or off the mat that will help him achieve his goal? And I spend every moment doing that.
The footsteps, you can hear them if you listen. And those are the marching wrestling shoes on the way to Moscow, Russia. Again, the competition there is September 6th through the 12th. But in a larger sense, these are just the footsteps on the road to the 2012 Olympics in London, England. And that is the greater goal. Will we have much of a change-up between now and 2012? Your thoughts?
Well, I think you're starting to see the American wrestlers emerge who will make our Olympic team. You know, last year we had 7 first-timers in the lineup. This year we have 5 first-timers in the lineup. And I bet next year that number decreases in first-timers in the Olympic Games. It'll even decrease again. So, yeah, I think you're starting to see who's going to emerge. I think we're starting to see, you know, who our pipeline is, who we're identifying as potential Olympic team members. And this World Championships in Moscow is a really, really important step to determining who will be and will medal at the Olympic Games in London.
When the announcement was made, and I'm not afraid to say this, when the announcement was made, I sat on the wall with a wait-and-see attitude. But here's what's changed. Coach Zeke Jones is my USA Wrestling National Freestyle Coach. No question about it. He has absolutely done the work. He's received the respect of those around him, those he works with, his peers, and his fans, and I'm one of those. Zeke, it's been good to talk to you. I'm only wishing the best for you and your athletes, your coaches. This is an exciting time for USA, USA Wrestling in particular. We wish you the best on your travels, and we hope that you bring back all the medals you can possibly carry.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.